Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Archie Miller fell on the road last night in Champaign, 73-71 after fighting Illini. Indiana got off to a great start. Heck, they led for the first 26 minutes and 57 seconds, shot 57% on the road, got a career-high 10 points from Zach McRoberts in the first half, and lost. The Hoosiers, leading 38-32 at halftime, only involved 7 turnovers, involved that great play from McRoberts, and Indiana was driving the bus. But in the second half, the tide turned, as Archie Miller explains.
Well, I think it started on the other end of the floor to start the second half. They really got aggressive. We weren't able to get the same intensity level with the stops that we got in the first half, and it became a free throw shooting contest very quickly. We committed a lot of personal fouls, and the game got funny early. And then, once you're not getting the stops, once you're not out in transition against Illinois, you have to deal with a lot of pressure. And I thought in the second half we came unglued a few times, which was, uncharacteristic from the first half. But it really comes down to the bottom line. You got to make your free throws, and that can change some perspective. And I thought defensively we just weren't tough-minded enough, in the second half to be able to get quality stops for our offense to have a little easier time.
The story in the second half on that defensive toughness really came down to fouling. Illinois was in the double bonus with 13 minutes left in the game, and they shot 30 second-half free throws. 11 second-half turnovers didn't help the Hoosiers either. Juwan Morgan's 28 led the way. The only other double-figure scorer was Zach McRoberts with his first half 10 points there. The Hoosiers had a chance to tie it late, but their 18th and final turnover did them in. Illinois wins 73-71. Hoosiers back in action Sunday as league leaders Purdue are in town. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
If there's any silver lining from the Hoosiers' 73-71 defeat in Champaign last night to the Fighting Illini, it's the unbelievably consistent play of Juwan Morgan. The junior forward played 31 more minutes after racking up a team-high 36 minutes on Monday night and led the Hoosiers with 28 points from the field, tying his Big Ten career best. He shot 12 of 14, made his only three-pointer. Like the rest of the Hoosiers, struggled at the foul line, going 3 for 8, but he did grab 9 rebounds and added 3 assists. The do-it-all 6'7" junior has been a bright spot for Archie Miller's Hoosiers, and thankfully, he's recovered from his ankle problem at Michigan State.
He's carrying a big load for us, with the way that they play. We thought we could get the ball into his hands in space a few times, and I thought he did a nice job early in the game in transition. He got second shots. And our guards really did a good job in the first half, and when we penetrated, they made the right reads and got him some easy ones. Second half, it wasn't as easy, but he continues to give us a presence around the basket. I think one thing is we got to get him back locked in at the foul line. He's a much better shooter than that, and I think it's starting to play a little bit of mind games with him. But he played hard, 31 minutes. This is our third game in, I believe, 6 days or 5 days. So, it's tough when you're traveling and you're playing that amount of games, to be able to consistently play the way he is. He's given us good production.
He has, but he needs some help as well.
Tonight was a game where, we were looking and searching for the right combinations. I thought Freddie did some nice things in there. Al had some good moments in the second half. Devontae was one guy with 5 assists in the game that was able to make some people better at times. But we needed to find a couple more guys. The production, coming from Justin and Colin, we needed one of those two guys to probably give us a little bit more on the glass and maybe a couple more plays. But all in all, these guys are working hard. It's tough. Life on the road isn't easy at times, and I thought tonight was one of those deals where you're on the road and you needed to be a little bit more tough-minded and you needed to be a little bit better at the foul line, you probably could have won this game.
Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.